Hello, I'm having fun doing these, so I'm doing another one. I did actually record this already, but I took so long doing it that I figured I would try and be more concise. So, dogs books, I'm doing your list. First one, Aveline is how I would pronounce it, but I would understand someone calling themselves Aveline as well. I'm less inclined to a line pronunciation. That sounds very kind of deep South America to me. Next one, Indelian. That's how the place name is pronounced. It's pronounced Indelian. Lyon or Lions, depending on where you're from. Madelief. Kaluna or Cayuna, depending. I don't know if the double L is from a language that pronounces that as a Y or not, like in Spanish, not a Y, you know what I mean. Anna or Anna if you're American, Genevieve if you're French. You would really need accents on two of the E's to make that Genevieve. Is it two of the E's? It might be only one of these. I could be wrong there. But yeah, I would pronounce it Genevieve if the person wasn't French. Cassius or Cassius. Cassio and Cassian. It's only Cassius that I would turn into a shush if I knew that was how the person pronounced it. I don't naturally do that. I don't know this name. I would go for Thality or Thalate, then Thalea, Astrea or Astrea, and then the Irish names I can tell you. So that's Saoirse, not Saoirse, Saoirse, Kiva or Quiva, depending on which region you're from. So in Scotland it's Kiva, in the north of Ireland I believe it's Kiva, but in the south of Ireland, it's Quiva. And then that last one is Eva or Eva, depending on your accent. Oh, and then at your bottom one, Endymion is how it's always been pronounced in my circles. I did do classics for a while, so that when we're talking about the myth has always been Endymion. And then Gronya for the next one, and Eloise. I don't think I've ever pronounced it any other way than Eloise. So yeah, hopefully I've covered all of yours there.